The Thunderbolts movie has found its director, the MCU at D23 Expo, Kate Bishop, possibly showing up in Ms. Marvel, and more MCU news right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simmy. Today on the pod, we've got a classic MCU news update, baby. Things are always happening in the MCU. As all of you know, as I know, and I don't want you to miss any of it if you haven't been staying up to date on all of the latest news, I've got you covered right here, right now. I have got 4, maybe 5, maybe 6, I can't remember, news topics to talk about today on the pod. So we've got a lot to cover, very exciting things, and I want to start off with the most exciting thing of all of them. The biggest news of the week coming out just yesterday, Marvel has officially found a director for their Thunderbolts movie. It is happening, it is coming, and we have a director attached to it. Set to start filming in the summer of 2023, Deadline reported yesterday that Jake Schreier is locked in as the director of the Suicide Squad-esque villain-focused movie for Marvel in the Thunderbolts. We've got Black Widow writer Eric Pearson set to pen this project. The movie is officially in the works. It's going down. Schreier has not made a blockbuster per se in the past. He has directed the movie Paper Towns, as well as, and I find this very interesting, as well as music videos for tons of really well-known artists. You've got Justin Bieber. That's my boy. I'm a big Bieber guy. Chance the Rapper, Benny Blanco, Kanye West, and Haim. Those are some huge names in the music industry that he has directed music videos for as recently as just a couple of years ago. So that is really exciting to hear that he has worked on projects with those creatives, with those kind of superstar level people, and he's going to bring the visuals. I can tell you right now, right off of the bat, based on that alone, this guy's got an eye, and it's going to be really, really fun. So here is everything that we know about the Thunderbolts project so far. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to give my thoughts on Thunderbolts, what I'm hoping to get out of it, what I want to see, what I think it's going to be, and everything in between. So here is what we know. It is still in development. Obviously, it just got announced yesterday. So we've got no talent that is directly attached to it yet. But rumors are people close to Marvel Studios have said that major talent has started to receive scheduling requests to make sure that they are free next summer in terms of filming so they can be part of this project. Marvel does see this as their version of the Suicide Squad. So you can expect characters like Yelena Belova, U.S. Agent, Abomination, Ghost, and Taskmaster. Schreier, the director, reportedly, quote-unquote, blew away Marvel execs during his pitch to direct the project. So, two very important facts about this movie. Three really important facts. The third being, we don't know anything except these two very important facts. So, let's break it down for a second, okay? This is going to be the Marvel's kind of rendition, version of The Suicide Squad, which I had a ton of fun with. I thought was an incredible movie. Just really unfortunate that it did not do well at the box office. It is a great movie. So let's compare it to that. Let's take The Suicide Squad as kind of our control here and say if Marvel is trying to go this route, here's what things are going to look like. Obviously, we have Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, or Val. We know her from Falcon and Winter Soldier and her work with U.S. Agent John Walker. And so she is going to be essentially the Amanda Waller of this project, right? She's going to lead the team on their mission. She's going to be the ultimate direction of the kind of in-universe project of this team. I think she is going to be the number one kind of contact point when it comes to this team, this project in the universe. I think the biggest question mark that I have personally is tone. I'm so curious what this is going to look like, because if we are comparing it to Suicide Squad, which Marvel seems to be doing, they seem to be using that as their guiding light and saying, look, we want to take this as our Suicide Squad, which is, by the way, exceptionally violent, very profane. How is Marvel going to rival that? They have yet to commit to a rated R movie, right? We can expect that Deadpool is going to be rated R. There's a high possibility that Blade could also be rated R, but we do not have a confirmation on that yet. So we don't know that they are willing to go in that rated R territory. So having a movie like Thunderbolts with a team full of so many powerful personalities in-universe and superstars, like in the real world, I mean, you've got some massive talent here. I think you've got to get dark. And I know some people won't agree, and there are definitely other ways to take on the Thunderbolts. But when you potentially put Zemo in this too, you've got someone that is good at psychological warfare. And psychological warfare deserves some respect, deserves the proper tone. You can't enlighten that at all, because that is dirty play. That is really top tier stuff. So I think you need to be violent. I think if you're going to go this route, and if you're going to at least mock Suicide Squad, you are inevitably going to come off as a ripoff of DC. If you do not commit to the bit, essentially, if you do not say from day one, we are going dark, we are going adults, we have a villainous squad where everybody has their own motives to why they hate heroes, why they want to see the downfall of society, you can't just enlighten that. You can't just make that something fun and funny. So that's what makes me nervous here. It could be seen as trying to be adult and failing to do so is just going to be a lesser version of a DC Suicide Squad, right? So I think it brings up a lot of questions about the direction of Marvel as a whole studio, what they feel comfortable pursuing, what tones they feel good about. We know Moon Knight got pretty dark, but we're talking about an event here. We're talking about possibly, I don't think it's going to be the next big team up, but possibly one of the biggest team ups when it comes to the MCU, because we are looking at a brand new team of villains, of supervillains, which is really interesting. So I think that this is going to tell us a lot about opening the door for future storylines that are directly related to these characters and that team. I think you can open an entire kind of sub-universe when it comes to villains and go this entire direction of what their world looks like. And, you know, the underworkings of Madripoor that we kind of got an allusion to in Falcon and Winter Soldier that was really fun. Kind of this underworld stuff, I think, is really cool. So in order to maximize the impact of this movie, this is my one takeaway here. This is my single thing that I think we need in order to make this movie stand out, in order to make this movie impactful and powerful and successful. I think we need more screen time for these characters. Now, I know I just compared it to Suicide Squad, and I know the Suicide Squad had essentially zero previous time with any of these villains. I know that they're all brand new villains. DC has a very unique thing going about them, is that they don't have a jointed universe. They have tried and they have failed several times. So they don't have that pressure of having an interconnected universe that the Suicide Squad really needs to be a part of. And I love that we got a Peacemaker show, and I love that we're kind of creating that universe. I really, really do. But Marvel has something unique here. We, as audience members, we're already connected to Yelena via Black Widow and Hawkeye, but characters like US Agent, we know a little bit about, but we don't know a lot about. And so I think we need to put them in a position to want to join this team. They can't just show up. They can't just be like, yep, I'm part of the Thunderbolts now. We need investment, which is directly the opposite of Suicide Squad. I understand that, and everything that comes with that. But Suicide Squad was not part of a sprawling universe that Marvel has created. I'm stoked. I think this movie is going to be a blast. I'm excited for the director. This being his first big blockbuster, I think, is going to be huge. And I love that call from Marvel Studios to put trust in this guy to take on a massive project like this one. Okay, moving on to the next piece of news, because I spent a lot longer on that than I thought. I had a lot more thoughts on Thunderbolts once I started talking. because Thunderbolts is going to be pretty cool, I think. Marvel's next big announcement event coming to D23 this year. It has been 3 whole years since Marvel last had a live staged event with fans announcing future projects and news. We're coming back. Coming back to the stage, baby. Saturday, September 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific, Marvel Studios will grace the stage of the D23 Expo in Anaheim, California, featuring a number of filmmakers with, quote, surprise guests who will share new announcements while sharing, quote, exclusive footage to those in attendance. As we all know, the most infamous footage shown at one of these live fan events is the Infinity War trailer, a very special cut for Comic-Con that never got released to the public. So I think that's interesting to note here. This panel comes right in the middle of the She-Hulk run on Disney Plus. So I'm curious to see if we focus on 2022 projects or if we're going to get a new high-level plan. If we're talking about what could be coming down the pipeline in 23 and 24 and future phases. I think possibilities here, we could see a release date for Blade. We could see a director announcement for Fantastic Four since we've lost John Watts from that project. Maybe even a casting announcement for Fantastic Four. What better time to bring out John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic if that's the route we are going? That would be the event to do it at. That's the surprise guest that you cap with right there. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it seems like that would be the time to make it happen. Possibly some Deadpool 3 information. So I think there's a lot of possibilities here. Comes one day after Disney Plus days, so you know the focus is going to be event films, theatrical releases. We're going to be focusing on the big guns here. I would bet that we see at least 3 brand new projects announced that we have not heard of before. I think D23 is going to be important this year for Marvel. Next piece of news, Maria Bakalova, most famously from Borat, subsequent movie film, or Borat 2, has officially been cast in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Now, although the movie has already wrapped filming, James Gunn did confirm this casting on Twitter as the secret casting that he kind of alluded to a few months ago. So she is also starring in A24's Bodies, Bodies, Bodies this summer. So summer of Maria Bakalova, which is really exciting for her. Unsure what role she's going to play in the movie. We don't know. Hasn't been confirmed or anything. But it seems to be an on-screen role because she was spotted on set. Unlike Vin Diesel and Bradley Cooper, her voice, Groot and Rocket, respectively, who do not need to be on set for those voices, it was theorized that she could be voicing the character of Rocket's love interest, which does not seem to be the case here. So I love this addition to the cast, to the MCU. Catching her on the come up, I think, is really good, smart play. It's going to be a huge summer for her. This is exciting news. Two more pieces of news I have for you. I Am Groot releasing on Wednesday, August 10th. All of it. The whole shebang. All of the project coming at once. So for the first time in Disney Plus history, Marvel Studios is breaking their weekly release schedule for a new project. I Am Groot has had an official poster that has been released, which I personally actually really liked. I thought it was pretty cute. Pretty good poster. And has been confirmed to be a collection of animated shorts that are not MCU canon. So I think that is interesting to note here. 5 episodes will immediately be available to watch on Disney Plus on their release date of August 10th. Couple questions come out of this one. Number one, why are we doing a binge release? Here's what I think. They're animated shorts. They're not MCU canon. It doesn't really matter. They're just made for fun. I don't think there's a lot to dive into here. I don't think that it means anything secret. I don't think that Disney Plus or Marvel is testing out a binge model. I think they're just saying, look, we've got some animated shorts and they're not really MCU canon. They're just for fun. Why don't we just release them at once and give everybody a little surprise and delight and this little sweet treat to the MCU? I don't see this as a hint for any future release models. Number two, I think it opens the door and the possibility for kind of non-canon things in the future. Shorts like this or one-offs or animated things I think are going to be pretty fun. So I Am Groot, it's going to happen. Will I watch it? Absolutely. Will I cover it here on the pod? You bet. Is it going to be the best thing of the year? Not even close, but I think it will be kind of fun. So I Am Groot, it's coming. August 10th, all of it. We're going to watch all 5 together. And finally, there was some interesting visuals. At the end of the credits of the first episode of Ms. Marvel, I did mention There's a Trust a Bro truck that we see in the credits driving through the streets. So that's one thing to note. But the second thing to note that I did not talk about previously on the pod is possibly a mistake, possibly an Easter egg. At approximately 45 minutes and 31 seconds into the episode, there's a credit for a makeup artist to Miss Steinfeld, despite the actress not being in the show. Very suspicious, very intriguing. Now, upon initial investigation, it looks like this very small section of credits was directly copied from the Hawkeye credits, as the rest of the names in the section are exactly the same. So we could have a copy-paste situation. Someone forgot to scrub it or kind of change the type or something like that. Is it possible that Kate Bishop, Hailee Steinfeld, is going to show up in Ms. Marvel? Probably not. I hate to burst your bubble and I hate to be that guy, but it just wouldn't make sense. It just wouldn't really make sense for her to show up in this show. This show is leading into the Marvels. Kate Bishop is not really part of the Marvels. She is way more focused on the Young Avengers and the non-cosmic side of things here. So, like I said last week on the pod, Brie Larson showing up in this show, she's going to be in the final episode or the post-credit scene or something. I just have a feeling if they don't, I feel like that's a big missed opportunity to have a full, big connection to a massive project that is getting ready to come out that will hopefully redeem and revitalize the Captain Marvel name and storyline. So I think that's happening. I think you can bet on that. I would put money down on that and that going down. Kate Bishop showing in the show? No. I'm going to say stay away from that bet. Don't make that bet. It's probably not going to happen. And it's good to know at the end of the day, Marvel Studios is human after all. They make mistakes and they're at least mostly human. Maybe. I don't know. They still seem not entirely human, but you know, they still make mistakes. What piece of news are you most excited about? Some really good things happening in the MCU this week. Hit me up on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. A huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Azir Shakib, Reagan Knopp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lahorn, Corelli Christina, Mike Zago, TJ Zorich, Jessica, and Carlos Freitas. Thank you all so, so much for your support of the show. I cannot thank you enough. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.